It's Greg and Dan Show at WMBD. Chris Setti is the president, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. Every Monday comes in, we chat about stuff going on. And we found ourselves together last week at an event that leads right into something we want to talk about today. We're at a holiday party for the building trades.
Yeah.
Down at the new Raber building, which is beautiful. And it, I was just telling you off air, I was mad that I didn't go earlier because I was a little late getting there. And because I walked into that room, I was like, well, I know everybody in here almost. I love that group of people.
It's you know, I didn't remember it was at Raber's. It's been at the I2 Hall for as long as I've been here. I was actually driving. Luckily, you drive past Raber's
to go to the,
to the I2 Hall. And my wife, who had also got an invite, said, isn't that where we're supposed to go? And you'd see people partying in there.
Yeah.
And I said, no, we're going to the I2 Hall. She's like, no, it's at Raber's. So luckily, we saw it.
Or if
she wasn't with me, I would have shown up at a dark I2 Hall or maybe not a dark I2 Hall. It is a great party, but it's really a great celebration of a really important industry in our community. And the reason that everybody is there, right, all of the local community leaders, political leaders, business leaders, is because, you know, those trades touch all of us, right? And the work that is done in this community, you know, is built by those men and women of those trades.
I know there is a narrative these days in the last year or two to and the narrative goes like this. There's more shine on the trades than there used to be. You know, talk to your young person about maybe going off into a career of the trades. But underneath all of that encouragement to build up the trades these days is almost a criticism of how we handled them before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a feeling that we weren't respectful of the trades or something. I'm not sure exactly the message. But as I grew up around here, and those folks are all the folks that my dad did business with. My dad sold welding and industrial mm-hmm. supplies. So it was all those tradespeople were coming into my dad's stores to buy their things. And I got to know a lot of those folks. I never felt like we didn't raise them up. Was there a...
Well, I think everybody's probably experience is different.
Yeah.
And, I went to a college prep high school. So the idea of going into the trades when I was in high school was just not even like you were there because you wanted to go to college.
Right.
And I think that, you know, in America, we went through 30 or 40 years of defunding that kind of work at the high school level. Right. So the shop. You know, mechanic school, because we were of the belief that the only way to make a living was to go to college. And there is, I always feel bad when I say not everybody has to go to college. That's absolutely true. My friend Steve Standiford or Jamel Santa Cruz Wright would say, well, some people have to go to college,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah, sure.
You know, we need some balance. But I don't think there was proper attention paid for a good probably 10, 15, 20 years about the importance of trade. And I think if you don't hear it, you don't think about it. And so unless you are, like you were, Greg, around
those people. Yeah, I was around it. So
then you get that exposure. But if you're not around, and I mean, my dad was a truck driver. If you're not around it, then and you're not just exposed to it, you don't think about it. But it is such a great career, plumbing, electrician, carpentry, laboring. All of these are really great careers where you can.
Some of them are six figures.
You can make more money at a younger age with a degree in history or political science.
This is an unfair question for you because I didn't tell you ahead of time I was going to ask this, but here we go. As far as employers are concerned, we know that. OSF's a big employer. We know that Caterpillar's a big employer. We know that the 182nd's a big employer. ICC and Bradley both. Where do the trades fall in there?
You know what? I looked that up when we decided that we were going to talk
look,
about
look,
this.
Look,
not
here
not
we go.
Just I, yeah. we're after 2.5 years. I think I know what questions you might ask me. So according to the Illinois Department of Economic Security that actually puts these numbers out, it says that there are 8,600 this last month. So this would have been the October job numbers. 8,600 people employed in the construction industry. Now that doesn't necessarily and our fund. Clint Drury or Jimmy Dillon with West Central Building Trades probably have a more accurate number. They cover a much wider territory than this, which would be the five counties of the Peoria MSA. But that might also include people who work for CORE or River City or Point CORE or PJ Hare or O'Shea Builders that aren't swinging hammers or
they're in the office or they're engineers,
all part of that. But it's a really, really important part of our community. We're really lucky here in the Peoria area that we have some really great companies that are headquartered here that do work all over the country. So River City Construction is headquartered here. They do a lot of work in Missouri and elsewhere. CORE is not technically headquartered here. I think they're either in Texas or Arizona, but they have they were born here and they have a huge operation just a couple blocks away from here. These are really important companies that employ a lot of people and are building some of the coolest stuff both here in in the Peoria area, but all across the country.
If you want to see, by the way, a great example of what the trades can do as they coordinate a project, get a tour sometime if you can of the OSF Ministry Headquarters.
Oh,
because that was a amazing thing they did.
All of the trades in there at the same time.
They had to coordinate it all to preserve, first of all, to make it functional. Second of all, make it beautiful. And they had to do a million things at the same time.
Right.
It was crazy to hear about.
Yeah, and it's or the cancer therapy center to just see how
I keep watching.
That's something building out from nothing to that giant building.
There's a blessing of having my buddy Danny Diorio in the hospital. I got to look at that thing a lot.
Yeah.
I've been over there, and you get up on the parking deck, and you get to watch that thing being built. It's ridiculous how much that is.
But how great is it that we have men and women here in our community who are doing that work? I think that one of the things at the ministry headquarters, when I've talked to OSF people and then people, that work was done largely by Point CORE, is the pride that those individual workers take in seeing the thing that they built, and to think that that they can drive by for generations, and tell their kids and their grandkids, I did that. That's pretty cool, and that's not something a lot of us get to do.
No, it's very, very cool. Good to see you, Chris Setti.
Thank you.